Beyond the Scoreboard. My name is Raven Moore, and I'm the high school sports reporter for the Iowa City Press-Citizen. In this new podcast, we hope to go beyond the playing fields to further shine a light on the talented athletes, coaches, and teams in town, as well as in surrounding areas. To accomplish that, we'll pick the best female and male athletes from the previous week of action, as well as pick the teams that had the best showing. To close things out, we will highlight a specific player, team, game, or coach that deserves a more in-depth look. And this week, that spotlight will go on West Branch assistant football coach Ronnie Hughes. With over 50 years of coaching experience, Coach Hughes discusses how the game has changed over the years and the lessons that he has learned with it. But before we get to that, let's highlight the athletes and teams of the week. Starting on the girls' side, the girls' athlete of the week is senior West High swimmer Jade Roguer. During West High's senior night meet against Dubuque Hempstead, she earned two gold medals, which came in the 100-yard freestyle and the 200-yard freestyle. Our top girls' team of the week will go to the Liberty Lightning volleyball team. On Tuesday night, they were crowned as MVC champions after sweeping Xavier, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Western Dubuque, securing yet another MVC championship in consecutive years. After the game, I got the chance to speak with their head coach, Allie Kelly, along with their star senior duo of Shelby Kim and Cassidy Hartman. Here's that conversation.
Things first, congratulations on once again being named conference champs. How does it feel?
I think it feels really good. It's just like really good. It's a big accomplishment. I mean, being conference champs, I mean, our conference wasn't easy this year. Like, we had to fight for our games, and I think it just like, it's like towards the end of the season, and it's just like those like little things are just adding up.
I would say that we've really just worked all season on like improving and just trying to peak at the right time, because I know I talked to Hutch about like peaking at the right time, and yeah. I think that right now we're really working well together, so it feels really good to finally just like put all the work out there and be conference champs.
All right.
My turn, Coach.
I agree. I'm proud of them. I think the MVC conference is obviously really talented, so it's good for them to come tonight and take care of business and show what they can do.
And kind of talking about taking care of business, this is not the first time you have won conference champion. So with you guys being seniors, how good does it feel to finish out your senior year as conference champs again?
I would say it feels absolutely amazing. I mean, what better way? I mean, there is a better way.
We'll get to that, I promise.
Yeah, I would just say it's amazing.
I think it's really cool. I mean, like, all 4 years, like, it's just, like, it's just a really cool thing to see, like, how we've been able to do it, like, all 4 years and just, like, all our hard work.
Yeah. And then, so, continuing on that, I mean, you guys, like I said, you have so much experience playing in this event already. So, how do you feel like that really helped you guys out coming into tonight?
I think it helped us stay calm, like, when other teams, like, would get some points on us. I think we just, like, we knew, like, we're relaxed and we just knew that if we, like, played our game that we could just do our thing.
I would say having experience is very, very beneficial, because I feel like I remember as a freshman I'd always be like really nervous for games like this, but I feel like now I'm more relaxed, like Cass said. So.
And then Coach, for you, how do you think it helps to have that experience for your players?
Just think that all of our players have a couple of really strong leaders to look towards, girls who have the experience, have the maturity, have the composure, and they can really look to each other for that reassurance when they need it.
Yeah, and so Cassie, just kind of talking about you, I believe in the first set against Western Dubuque, you scored 7 of the last 10 points, if I'm not going to be right. So just kind of talk about how good does it feel to know to kind of step up in those really big moments?
Feels good that the team can just, like, trust me, like, when they need it, like, I'll always be for there. I just like that they have the trust in me, like, they give me the ball to do it away and then put it away, and then I try to do it for them.
Absolutely. And then Shelby, kind of a similar question, with you being another senior leader here and just having so much success, how good is it to know that your players can look to you guys to know that you guys are going to get the job done?
I think it makes me feel very, very, what's the word? I don't know. I would just say it feels good to know that my teammates trust me like that and that they rely on me so heavily on stuff like that. So
yeah, it feels good. Absolutely. And then just last question for me. You touched on a little bit about how there's no better way to finish your senior season. I'm sure that you mean that with wanting to win a state championship. So you guys have made it to the tournament the last 3 years, I believe. What's going to take for this year to finally be the year you guys get over the hump?
I would say just playing point by point, game by game, set by set. I skipped one, but I just think we'll go into it knowing that we have to work for it. And we're ready to take that challenge. And we know that there's a target on our backs, but we're ready for it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's just about like staying calm, knowing that we have to work we have to play our game every point, every set. Like, it just has to be us. Like, we have to control our set.
Absolutely. Name coach?
I think they have a little chip on their shoulder this year. I think they know how much hard work it takes, how much a little bit of luck it takes. Mm-hmm. And like Shelby said, they know that every single point matters and every single play matters. So just staying locked in for every ball, taking it one point, one game at a time.
Moving on to the boys' side of things, Athlete of the Week will go to City High cross country runner Ford Washburn. At the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet, he set a personal best and a Seminole Valley Park record en route to a title win. He completed the race in 14 minutes and 50 seconds, which came a week after breaking an all-time Little Hawks mark. His performance helped the team to win their second straight Super Meet title. Our top boys team of the week will go to the Regina cross country team. In the River Valley Conference meet, Regina came in third place with a team score of 89. The team had four runners finish in the top 20, led by Joe Malley, who came in 11th place after finishing the race in 18 minutes and 9 seconds. In just a matter of days, area volleyball teams will be put to the test, with regionals beginning next Monday. While some teams have a lot of experience and are used to making deep playoff runs, there are others who will be entering new territory. Examples of teams on both sides of that spectrum are the Clear Creek Amana Clippers and the Solon Spartans. The Clippers, a team that have won at least 23 games in the regular season since 2016, have cemented themselves as playoff favorites. On the opposite side are the Solon Spartans, who have been a team in transition since their state championship in 2014. In that time, they've had just two seasons where they've won 20 or more games, including this one. Coming from the perspective of a team with a lot of expectations to a team with none at all, members of both teams took the time to talk to me about their mindsets ahead of competition. The first interview you're going to hear is mine with Clear Creek Amana head coach Jackie Club. All right, so coach, just kind of talk to me about what do you feel like the recipe for success has been for you all over the course of the season?
I think we've definitely taken advantage of the tournaments we've been in, and the better competition we can get in a tournament has helped us. Mm-hmm. We've also, you know, used our video to make ourselves better and have the players see what they need to do wrong, and then we really focus on that at practice. And again, we've had some really good leadership on our team that they want to do well. They set the goals for themselves. They come back and they want to make those goals. It's been any goals that we have set for ourselves, we've made most of them. So yeah, it's been great.
Absolutely. You know, continuing to talk about wanting goals, I mean, it's great to have success in the regular season, yeah, but everybody wants to have that postseason success,
yeah,
especially a team like you guys. So for you personally, how do you feel it's going to take to get to where you want to be?
Postseason, you know, the thing that everybody says is one game at a time. Like, oh, we got to do this one game at a time. Fair enough. That's how we play. Yeah. However, we know that what our goal is in mind, right, and our goal is to make to the state tournament. So right, if we can make to the state tournament and have that goal, they have yet not to make a goal.
Right.
So we're hoping that's the case.
Right.
In addition, like, they're, I don't know how to word it, but last year we lost first round, and they, again, the bitter taste in their mouth, they don't want to have that. They don't want to lose their first round game at home. They want to come out and they want to win and they want to move on. And that is something that is motivating them. And anytime we've lost or done something, that motivates them to not have that feeling again.
Right. And coach, I'm actually happy you mentioned that Benton game, because
yeah,
it leads me to my next question,
yeah,
of, you mentioned how hard of a loss that was, especially because you guys have those high expectations,
yes,
for yourself. So
yeah,
what would you say are some of the biggest lessons that you learned from that loss?
Again, don't overlook your opponent. Make sure we're watching video. Make sure that you know what your role is and you're not overcome by every point at a time. Next play mentality, be ready to go. Like, the most important point is the next one versus what just happened. And that's kind of our mentality for the year.
And, you know, with that mentality, I mean, it's clear, it's easy to see why you guys are considered favorites. I mean, you guys are Conference West champions,
yep,
again.
Yep.
And with so many eyes on you and the pressure, how do you guys kind of deal with that pressure when everybody's expecting you guys to play at your best all the time?
I think tonight was probably some of the, other than some of the tournaments, this is probably the most pressure we've had.
Yeah.
And I know this sounds very cheesy, but we remind them to breathe and take deep breaths after every point, number one. Number two, just play our game and focus on what we need to do and keep the ball in play. That's all we're going to ask, that you do your best, and that's all we ask of them. And I think they all support each other very well on and off the floor, and they remember what their goal is And again, they do it for each other. They're not doing it for anybody else. Right. So that helps you.
And I know it's so unpredictable, especially once you get to that tournament setting. It's like everything you've done is just wiped off. So for you and your team, what's it going to take for you guys to avoid another upset in the first round?
Definitely preparation and making sure that we are ready to go. We play at home, so we get that home court prep. That helps. Also, playing our game and focus on what we need to focus on. Again, the controllables, the attitude, the effort, all that stuff is what they need to keep in mind. And they've been doing a really good job of that. So, fingers crossed. Yeah, right.
And then, Coach, just last question for me. As you mentioned, you guys have hit on so many of your goals this season, and with the state championship being the biggest one.
Right.
Everybody talks about wanting to get a state championship, but what's it going to take to bring a state championship to CCA?
Again, the next play mentality, and again, having the confidence. We've gained confidence every match that we've gotten. We've gained confidence. We've made like each little kid has made a gain, and when we make those gains, it gives us the confidence. And anything can happen on any given night. Nothing's a guarantee, and that is something that they need to know when they go into a match. Like when they see people get upset, they're like, "We can do it too." And I think that helps. It's all about the confidence and next play mentality for them. And so far they've been doing great. So.
Next up is my conversation with Solon Spartans head coach, Michaela Seidel. First things first, I mean, you were a member of the Solon Spartans state championship winning volleyball team. And unfortunately, since then, the team has not been able to get much postseason success going. So for you, how important is that to kind of change that narrative going into this year's postseason?
Oh, I am so motivated to do it. I have all the confidence in the world for these girls. And I think that right now it's just trying to build up their own confidence. I think that they just need to see it for themselves that they have that potential, and from the inside bringing just it out on the court. And I think that I'm just gonna try and do what I can to build each of them independently with their confidence.
Absolutely. And you kind of talked about, you know, wanting them to reach their potential. I don't think that really anybody could expect the heights that you guys have been able to reach this year. In fact, I was looking at a stat. I believe you guys' 20 plus wins this year is the first time since 2018 the team has had over 20 wins. So what has been the recipe for success for you guys?
I honestly think it's they have so much fun. They have fun on the court and they have fun off the court too. We do a lot of team building stuff, not just in practice, but trying to get them to just respect each other, I think, is key. And I really think that building that team chemistry, it comes with spending time together. I mean, on and off the court with film, and we do activities. So I think that just kind of helps build them as more of a unit instead of a single player.
Yeah, and so, you know, in your playing days, as I mentioned, you are a state champion. So you've been through the rigors of the postseason. You know what that pressure is like. So what are some messages you're trying to relay to your own team about what they're going to start experiencing here soon?
I think that it's a different season. So as right when you step into that postseason, you have to have that mindset of, okay, we're starting fresh. We're starting out 0-0. And I think that it also comes with a different mindset of, okay, now everything that we've learned this whole season, this is what matters. And I think for me to relay to them a big message is that no matter what or what you're doing or where you're at, just making sure that you're 100% invested in the drill or in each other. And I think that making sure that they work together to achieve their goal is really important.
Absolutely. And there's a couple more questions for me. So just for any team that makes the bad decision of underestimating you guys and not thinking that because you don't have much playoff experience that you may not be able to handle the moment, what are some reasons why the team should take note of you guys and recognize that you are serious contenders?
I think that to be where we're at right now and for teams to kind of underestimate us, I think it just kind of shows what we are as a team as a whole. I mean, for instance, I think about it as last year, we have a lot of returners, and I think that it just comes from the mindset that they have now and a lot of volleyball is a mental game, and I feel like once you build that confidence for yourself, that it shows on the court, and I think that kind of excels your whole team the more and more confident that they are as a player.
And then just last question for me, Coach. Everybody talks about wanting to win a state championship. Everybody clamors for it. But what do you think it's going to take for you to bring another state championship to Solon?
I think for us to wow, that's a hard question. for us to be successful this postseason, I think we have to put in that time. We're going to be doing a lot of extra practices and really analyzing our film. I have great assistants who have broken down our game by the last detail statistically, and we do a lot of charting and a lot of analyzing of every single thing that we're doing, and I think that that all really plays a big role. I think when you have a lot of coaches that are very invested, and I think that every single person that we have on our coaching staff and with our team, we're all 100% in, and I think it really helps when we put in a lot of work and that the players are putting in a lot of work that eventually they're going to see that success.
I can't wait to see what these two, as well as the rest of the area volleyball teams, are able to do during their tournament runs. From Beyond the Scoreboard, my name is Raven Moore. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you all next time.